Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNZA. We're on to Perry LeCompton, Cost Girls basketball coach. That is Joey Franzetta joining us here, presented by First State Bank and Trust in Perry. Also, Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Coach, a little bit better this week. You know, last week we were recapping a couple of losses to Royal Valley and Osage City. This week we get to talk about a couple of wins. You beat Sabetha Friday 55-22, and then Valley Falls Tuesday night 56-35. So, two impressive wins, bouncing back after last week's two tough losses. So, as we wrap up the regular season on Friday, hoping for another win to close it out, but nonetheless, playing some good basketball here over the last week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's always good to talk to you, Brandon, but it's always a little bit better when you're 2-0 rather than when you're 0-2.
Right.
Yeah, two good wins. Obviously, Sabetha, they're playing really well. I was really nervous about that game. I don't think I did a good job of kind of, you know, portraying the girls how well they were playing at the time. I mean, they came off a huge win against Riverside, and then, man, they're just playing well. So we played really well that game, especially second half. We put together a really, really nice second half, especially third quarter. And then, obviously, jump over to our game last night against Valley Falls. Man, first quarter is about as good as we've looked all season. I think we 23-0, I think.
Yep.
And then second quarter was not great. I think it was like 15-3 or something.
Yep.
In that quarter. And then we put together enough at in the third and fourth quarter to hang on. But, yeah, I mean, we've talked about it before. The highs and lows, we got to kind of taper them off a little bit. I know it's kind of unreasonable to say we're going to be at our 100% best 100% of the time. That's setting the kids up for failure, but we got to kind of, especially on the bottom, we gotta stabilize that a little more, get more toward the middle. So, but I like where we're heading, and especially going into Sub-State coming up, and then obviously big game against Royal Valley coming up.
Yeah, you'll wrap things up Friday with Royal Valley, of course, a league opponent, but a non-league game. Of course, the Big East League portion of the schedule already wrapped up. But, you know, Macy Corcoran on at Tuesday night, she led the way, 20 points, 8 rebounds. I know, you know, over the last couple of weeks she was dealing with, I believe, an ankle injury or just a little bit hobbled.
Correct.
But still getting out there for you. She's obviously been kind of the key cog, you know, this season for you guys, and just another great performance from her on Tuesday night.
Correct. Yeah. She's been really good this year for us. It's kind of, I don't want to say weird, but we kind of switched her position a little bit. She was playing a lot of point, especially her freshman year. Last year she picked up an injury, missed the whole kind of back half of the season. So I was really kind of unsure kind of developmentally where she would be, but she's picked up. She kind of plays more of like a big guard or like a four man for us at times. She does a really good job at that, and she's done a really good job, especially rebounding wise, and she's done a good thing. Kind of something interesting. She's actually broken our career steals record for our school, and she still has a year left and played half a year as a sophomore. So, really excited to kind of see what she does, moving forward. But she's been a nice piece for us and been very consistent this year, which has been very good.
So you get Royal Valley to wrap things up Friday. You just saw them, you know, a couple of weeks ago, and that was a Royal Valley win, 47-36. Just what's kind of the expectation for the quick turnaround against the Panthers? What needs to be done this time around, maybe that you weren't able to do in that first meeting with them a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, defensively, I thought we did all right. I mean, I think they have two kids that are capable of scoring 25, 30, 35. Kind of keep just going down the line.
Yeah.
They have two kids that are very potent on offense, with them. So, you know, kind of keeping them at bay, I don't think there's really any stopping them. You kind of have to just slow them down a little bit. I mean, because they're going to get so much, they're going to see so much of the ball and get so many shots up where they're good players. You're not going to hold them scoreless or anything like that. So, defensively, we got to just kind of know our scout, kind of know the areas where we want to force them, and, know when we have certain wrinkles or when we're going to do those and things like that. But offensively, man, we need to do a lot better job of just finishing. I felt like we executed at a pretty good level. We just missed so many shots. I mean, I'm pretty sure we shot under 20% that game. So that's not going to get it done regardless of who you're playing. So, obviously it's going to be kind of weird because you're going into their place and, you know, shooting at an unfamiliar basket and everything like that. But, you know, I think we'll be ready. I think we're playing a lot better going into this game in comparison to when we were last time. So we'll see how it goes. And then obviously recoup and, see what's going on for Sub-State. But, I mean, they're a good league school, always well coached, always well prepared. So it's going to be a tough one on Friday.
Yeah, sub-state standings, you know, just kind of taking a peek at it, kind of middle of the pack right now when you look at it. There's a lot of double-digit win teams, you know, in that field, and you guys are a part of that. You guys will go for your 12th win of the season coming up on Friday when you wrap things up at Royal Valley. That's Joey Franzetta joining us, Perry LeCompton girls basketball coach. Couple of wins here in the last week. Looking to keep that momentum going in that regular season finale on Friday. Thanks again, Coach. We'll do it one more time next week before the playoffs get going.
Sounds good. Thank you, Brandon.